Today we have the good joy to celebrate two great occasions. The Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor, when Moses and Elijah preached that he is the living God. And today we celebrate the 40th day of the passing of Adrian Stetzer. The church in its preaching, in its music, and in its art profess profoundly that us, the human being, is holy, that sin and dysfunction is an infection not meant for us, with which we are never to be satisfied and to say, that is the way things are. Why? Because we as believers believe that the holiness to which we have been called, the glory of humanity, which everyone else can see, when a new baby is born, it has nothing, no power, no authority, no greatness, but no human being is ever valued as much as a small child is valued in the heart and in the eyes of its mother and father, when all we can say is, wow. That is what we were meant to be. And for this reason, the church paints icons of people who have passed away to remind us that human relationships never end, that what we do, we are attached to forever. What we choose is what we become. And we were meant to be holy, never to be satisfied to say, well, this is how I am, but to hope in God's grace, who can give us the power to be better than we are called to be. We are not a spirit trapped in a body that happens to be tied to a spirit. No, the central sacrament in the Catholic and Orthodox churches is a human body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The body is anointed, blessed, sanctified. The spirit is called to higher ideals. But this infection called sin, spiritual suicide, by which we voluntarily say, I am not good, it is impossible for me to be good, this infection that ruins both body and spirit, by which sometimes we are tempted to say, it is impossible to be better, is something that the Lord has promised us can and has been conquered by His grace, His power, and prayer to Him, so that we and those people we call saints, who we are all called to be, can become better than we are now. Not because we're sorry we have done wrong, thought wrong, spoken wrong, but that we love one another enough and we love our God enough and believe enough that we can be better for each other. So the beautiful idea of repentance and change is rooted in the hope and the faith in a God who has not abandoned us, and constantly fueled by the love we feel for one another, that you deserve a better person as your friend, as your husband, as your wife, that you are the person that I want to be better for. My love is not simply words. My love is my life given to you every day, because God asks us to love one another, not simply in words, but by becoming better people for one another. This transfiguration, this change in our life is magical and wonderful when it happens. Believe in Christ that He can give you the grace to become better, to become more lovely, by blessing both your body and soul. And when this seed is sown in the cemetery, which the early Christians called the field of the Lord, you will grow in eternity
and your body and soul will rejoice as we cannot even imagine. May God bless the family of Adrian Stacek, those of you who have come to celebrate his memory, and all of us who have come to celebrate the transfiguration that reminds us of how great a person, body and soul, we can become if we believe. Slava Isusu Hristu!